Walter Tula Road Rage. We're to be CCP 105.5, The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. 28-degree draft beer, beautiful women, 80 high-definition monitors. You won't miss a second of the action. It's the place to be to watch all the games. Come hang out with the show this evening. Watch the basketball games. Before we get going here, let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. You know, the weather changes here constantly. I mean, and it's been raining for months. I have no idea what all this does to your plumbing. I don't need to. My friends at Roto-Rooter know. You just call them. That's what I do. And they help you 24/7, 365. You know, here's the thing. When you have an emergency, Roto-Rooter knows you don't get to pick and choose when it happens. So they're there to answer your call. A live human being will answer your call at every time of day. So, again, if you call them at 11:30 on Christmas Eve, they're going to answer your call and direct help on the way to you. And they do it all. Commercial, residential. Beyond that, you know, they also are the septic system experts. They don't just clean the tank. They clean the lines as well. This is Roto-Rooter. Call them. Have this number handy. 288-7686. 288-7686. 288-7686 for Roto-Rooter. You want to get in, 654-7627. 654-7627. John, I want to talk a little bit about the NFL draft. And how that thing might unfold, and go through some scenarios today in the final hour of the show. Again, you want to get in, you're welcome to. All right, John. Looking at the top of the draft, what do you want to do at one?
Right now, I believe that the Arizona Cardinals. Obviously, we're in. All this is based off no trades and things like that. I still believe that the Cardinals are going to take Kyler Murray. I really do. I think that Cliff Kingsbury wants to, you know, they're shifting up the whole offensive philosophy of it, and I think that they want to take Kyler Murray to bring in the whole new era of this offense. And I think the reason they didn't shop Josh Rosen at the combine is because they don't want to move Rosen until they have Kyler Murray in the building. Because for whatever reason that may occur, obviously I know they control everything, but it's my opinion, so I think they're going to take Kyler Murray number one.
I'm sorry. I explain that. Give me that last logic again there. I missed
The part about, you know, we talked earlier about them not shopping Rosen at the combine, and I don't think that they're going to start moving Rosen until they have Kyler Murray, you know, signed, sealed, delivered. In case something were to happen where last minute they decided not to draft him, and that way they still had Rosen. But I think at the end of the day, with them trying to revamp that whole offense, that they go Kyler Murray and wish to do so.
I think it's interesting because, again, I think so far they have not acted like a team that plans on drafting Kyler Murray. Because, again, normally these deals are consummated during Senior Bowl or during Combine Week, where, you know, the teams and all the executives and the personnel people are on hand,
right,
and they're meeting, and there was no evidence that they shopped him at all during that week, which is very strange. Now, again, you have a new head coach, maybe just doesn't know the way things work, but you know, but there are other people in that organization that do. It's strange. Again, they were not at Kyler Murray's pro day in full force. They do have a workout scheduled with Kyler Murray. I tend to agree with that. So at this point, I tend to agree. I mean, I've thought all along that there was a good chance Kyler Murray went one, and I still do. So so we'll have you take Kyler Murray then at one.
Okay.
And that would put me on the clock with San Francisco. And San Francisco's made some interesting moves of late.
Mm-hmm.
And went out and acquired one of the better pass rushers in free agency, in Ford. Does that answer their question in that regard? You know, one of the problems with San Francisco is they have spent number one picks in three consecutive years recently on defensive linemen, and they're still in need of defensive linemen. And that speaks to the fact they did not get it done They're still in search of pass rush, and that's why that they made that move. Whether that now means they feel that they've satisfied that issue, I think is in question. And I don't have the foggiest idea. I mean, I don't know whether right now they still want to add to their outside pass rush or if defensive tackle becomes a bigger priority. I mean, I think that as of today, and I'm still not sure about the move they made in terms of how that impacts their draft thinking. But as of today, I'm going to go Bosa here at two. Because I just think that he's just too big a talent to pass up. Although I'm starting to wonder a little bit about that brain trust in San Francisco that at one point I thought was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, so I guess that puts me at three with the Jets. Well, I think with Anthony Barr going back on his deal with them, I think makes this pick pretty easy, and that's Josh Allen from Kentucky. I think now that you put Mosley in the middle, you need an outside pass rush, and Allen's the best outside pass rusher in this draft. I think they go Allen, and they're ecstatic at this point.
So over Quinnen Williams.
Yes. They've taken, the Jets, for some reason, it seems to me they always take a lot of interior defensive linemen, and they just kind of like what you were saying about San Francisco with the pick before, they still need them. Now, I think Quinnen Williams with Leonard Williams can be a very formidable interior, but I think with not getting Anthony Barr, I think they go Josh Allen here.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. I think that had they landed Anthony Barr, I think they would have tried everything they could to trade out of this spot. I think that would have been their plan had they landed Barr.
Mm-hmm.
I still think they may trade out of this spot, quite honestly. The Jets desperately need to fix their offense, desperately. And I just don't think any of those selections at that spot changes who they are. I mean, you have a young quarterback. You have to provide him with weapons. You have to protect him. The Jets haven't done anything for Sam Darnold at all. He has no chance of success unless they back him up. And the Jets have not drafted offense for a decade in round one. They have been conscientious objectors to drafting offensive players in the first round of the draft other than Darnold. And that's just not enough. I mean, you see the things that these other teams are trying to do for their young quarterback, what Cleveland's done, even to an extent what Buffalo's tried to do in the last few days. The Jets have added Le'Veon Bell, which I don't know if that's a help or a hindrance to your young quarterback, but they've just not done anything for him at all. I mean, I think if the Jets were smart, which is, which they've been proven not to be, so there's that, I would try desperately to trade out of this pick. I would want to move down and acquire additional picks, and I would spend every single stinking pick on offense, every single one of them. I would draft nothing but offensive football players because I think that's where they are. I mean, the Jets have been drafting defense for a decade and have nothing to show for it, nothing, except losing. It is an offensive league. And I'm sorry, let's say you draft Josh Allen or you draft Quinnen Williams. Does either of those guys fundamentally change who you are? I don't think so. I mean, does it make you a little better on defense? Yeah. Does it change you in terms of winning and losing? I mean, I'm sorry, the best defensive player for most of the last decade has been who?
Oh, quite a few you could pick from, really.
I think it's just one.
Who you got?
J.J. Watt.
Okay.
And And what has J.J. Watt done to winning in Houston?
Not a lot.
Nothing. Nothing. There were idiots talking about how he should be the MVP when they weren't making the playoffs and they were winning 7 or 8 games. MVP of what? MVP of what? You know, even as great as Aaron Donald is, what real difference does he make? It's just not the way the game is played. If you want to tell me a guy like an Aaron Donald grades out the highest at his position, okay, great. Did they win the Super Bowl?
No.
No. The point is, you know, for all of J.J. Watt's greatness, what has he ever done? What is it? What has Houston ever done? Houston has come to life with Deshaun Watson. And so it's just not the way the league works. You know, a defensive tackle, I mean, for example, you think Tom Brady cares one bit about Aaron Donald? He doesn't. He doesn't. Aaron Donald doesn't face Tom Brady at all. He could be Joe Donald. You know, it's irrelevant to an elite quarterback who's going to get the ball out of his hands. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. You want to see frustration? Go back and watch when New England played Seattle in the Super Bowl, and Michael Bennett was the dominant player on that Seattle defensive front, and Seattle moved him all around. He was brilliant in that Super Bowl. He kicked the living crap out of every member of that New England offensive line. Just posterized him. What good did it do him? None. He didn't do him any good. He never got to Brady because Brady kept getting rid of the ball. You know, Joey Bosa, when San Diego played New England, there were people who said San Diego was the best team. Most talent, best team. What happened in that game? New England crushed them. What was Bosa saying on Mike? Bosa was on Mike. What was he saying all game? He was expressing his frustration that he couldn't get to Brady because he just gets rid of the ball too soon.
Right.
You know, again, the point being, and listen, a Sam Darnold isn't Tom Brady. But the point is, when you invest in a young quarterback, you have to do everything you can to help him. Everything. And so far, the New York Jets have done absolutely nothing, and they seem intent on continuing to do nothing. And I'm sorry, I like Josh Allen. I like Quinnen Williams. What effect in the standings will Josh Allen or Quinnen Williams have in terms of the Jets?
Probably not a whole lot.
Zero. Zero. That changed a damn thing. I mean, I just think at some point the Jets have to consider fixing their offense and supporting their young quarterback. Because otherwise, here's the other thing, John. If you don't act to help your young quarterback, you're going to ruin him. He's going to fail. He's going to wind up on the junk heap, and you're going to have wasted that pick as well if you don't support him.
We do.
I forgot all about that. Why are you yelling out, John? How many tickets we have?
We have 4 tickets for the game tomorrow. For the game on Saturday. Four tickets.
Are you sure?
Saturday. Yes, no, I had to double check the dates. We have 4 tickets for the game on Saturday.
Okay, here's what happens. The next person who walks in who wants the tickets, I'm giving them to you. Next person who walks in, don't call Ramona. Don't go to the station. The tickets are right here. John has them in his hand.
Holding them.
You have to come in here. Come into Twin Peaks, and we'll give you the tickets. How about that? Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. No one does it like Gilstrap. They're the best in the industry. They've done just roofs for 80 years. Father-son business. They'll be glad to help you. They'll give you a free storm damage assessment. When's the last time you had your roof checked? Let Gilstrap check your roof. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. This is Gilstrap Roofing. You know, we get testimonials every single day about Gilstrap. They helped Ramona when her house was raining inside. You don't want to wait that long. They'd be glad to help you. 269-1232, 269-1232. It is Gilstrap Roofing. Call them. You'll thank me later. Walt Tip Tula Road Rage. Quick break.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
It's time for spring cleaning, and you can clean up with fresh deals at Family Dollar. This week, save on spring cleaning items like Dawn dish soap, just 95 cents with your smart coupon. Extra laundry detergent, buy one, get one free. And Pepsi 2 liters, 4 for $5. Sign up for Family Dollar smart coupons. Download our app or visit familydollar.com, where we're bringing fresh deals for spring cleaning.
Blue Marble Deli in Seneca offers hearty sandwiches on fresh-baked bread, soups, salads, delicious sides, desserts, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit Pub Blue next door from 4 to 11 p.m. for nighttime entertainment, live music, pool tables, darts, 20 craft beers on draft, and gourmet pub food. Visit BlueMarbleDeli.com for more information. Blue Marble Deli and Pub Blue, 864-280-6717. 286 Market Street in Seneca, next to Los Amigos. You haven't tasted fresh like this.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Well, locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
It's 2019 and Scores Jewelers is finally in its new home on Civic Center Boulevard in Anderson. Scores Jewelers has grown into the premier jewelry store in the area thanks to you. And guys, if it's time to show her that she's the one you want to make memories with, we're here to make finding the right ring easy. Right now we have special 36 months no interest financing available. And at Scores you can compare diamonds side by side to see the difference for yourself. And with one of the largest selections of mountings in the area, finding the right style has never been easier. And best of all, if we don't have it, we can make it specially for you. We have custom design in-house to create whatever she wants. Of all the things we offer, the most important is guidance and expertise. We're here to help make finding the right ring easy and enjoyable. The one thing we don't offer at Scores is high pressure. We want buying a ring to be a pleasant experience. Yes, we'd like to make a sale, but we'd rather make a friend. Friends come back. I'm William Nichols, and I'd like to personally invite you to our new location and experience for yourself the difference at Scores Jewelers.
Better than Walt's Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, man, you are so dramatic.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
When I was a boy, it just came to the earth, but I never could tell what's mine, so it didn't matter anyway. My only pride and joy was this racket down here, banging on an old guitar, singing what I had to say. I always thought our house was haunted.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, WCCP, 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. 28-degree draft beer, beautiful women, incredible food, all the basketball you can watch, 80 high-definition monitors, isn't a bad seat at the house. Food's the biggest surprise of the whole deal. They're always tweaking it, changing it. The food is incredible. The food at Twin Peaks is incredible. And so come on out and enjoy some tonight. Before we get going here, let me tell you about my friends at First Class Hall. HALT's an acronym. Stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like HALT. 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on all their work. I'm sorry, who does that? Free roadside assistance. Who does that? Free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. You know the next line. This is First Class HALT. You can get coffee and snacks while you wait, or you can take the free shuttle. They only hire the best. Greg has over 25 years of experience with Lexus. Steve has over 35 years with Honda and Acura. This is First Class HALT. No one does it like that. If you own one of those vehicles, you have a competitive advantage over the rest of us. Take advantage of it. Right now, they have specials, like $100 off your timing belt special. Any Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. John, your vehicle, does your vehicle have a timing belt?
I believe so. Not entirely sure. I'm not a car guy.
See, now, Ramona, this is exactly what I'm talking about. We're to use John as example of our guinea pig.
Perfect.
John doesn't even know whether he has a timing belt or not.
I would
assume I do. Well, you may. You may have a timing chain, in which case you're probably all right. But if you have a timing belt, that belt needs to be replaced every X number of miles. How many miles on your vehicle, John?
I believe I got 47,000.
40. Listen to this guy, Ramona. John's going to be our perfect guinea pig for this experiment because John has no idea whether he even has a timing belt in his vehicle, and his vehicle is at 47,000 miles, which is, guess what? Right about where it goes. I don't know exactly. John, seriously, when you leave here tonight, go check your owner's manual or your vehicle and see what it says about replacing your timing belt, because the recommendation is probably 40 or 50,000 miles or maybe 60,000 miles. I don't know. But here's the thing. John doesn't know this, Ramona. When your timing belt goes, your engine is toast. You have to replace your timing belt before your engine explodes. All right? So John's is probably due right now. Probably due right now. We may have just saved John from a fate worse than death. $100 off any timing belt package at First Class HALT. That includes Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. 25. What kind of vehicle are you driving?
I drive a Honda.
Ramona, look how this is working out.
I hear.
$100 off, John, right here. Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, timing belt package. Go get it changed. $25 off brake pad replacement and rotor resurfacing. I'm almost afraid to ask, John, do you have a metal grinding sound when you step on your brake?
I do not.
Good. And then
that was in the old car.
$12 Amazon or Starbucks e-gift card with the purchase of Mobile One. And you should be running Mobile One in everything you drive. That's just, you should. I run it in everything I have. All right, let's get back to this conversation, John. We're obviously not going to get all that far, but...
if we make it out of the top 10, I'll be impressed.
Yes, all right, so where were we next? We were with the Oakland Raiders?
Oakland Raiders. And that would be yours. I had the...
The Oakland Raiders. I'm going to go... Oh, by the way, the tickets are gone. Brian just won the ticket, so tickets are gone. Don't come for the tickets. Come for the booze.
That's the end of this whole segment sales pitch we got going on
exactly
here right,
right
now.
So Oakland at 4. I mean, now here I have to actually think, like, what would a stupid team do?
Well, we have back-to-back stupid teams, so.
Because Oakland definitely qualifies. I guess... If you get to 4 and Quinnen Williams is still on the board, Oakland's going to have to take him as best player available. I don't think that fits a primary need. I think they would much prefer the edge rusher, either Bosa or maybe even Allen or possibly even Sweat, based on the numbers he put up at the combine. Al Davis would have definitely taken Sweat. But I think, given what's still on the board, a smart team would take best player available here, and that would be Quinnen Williams if he's still there at 4, which I don't know that he will be. But by the way, I am not at all convinced that Oakland isn't in the Murray sweepstakes, for what it's worth. Every time I see these cats at Oakland talk about Derek Carr,
it's like they just tasted something really bitter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like they're saying the right things, but it's like when Dallas talks about Jason Garrett. You know, they don't sound believable in what they're saying. All right. I'm going Quinnen Williams at four.
So that gives me the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at five. Yikes. Well, to go back to your last pick, if Al Davis was alive, he'd be taking DK Metcalf at four, and then we'd be moving on. But for Tampa Bay, I'm going Sweat, defensive end, Mississippi State. I think they need someone on that defensive line to help out McCoy, even if they don't bring back Gerald McCoy, which it seems like there's a lot of indications they might move on from him as well. I just think because he put such ridiculous numbers up at the combine that he's shooting up a lot of people's boards, and I'm going to go ahead and go Montez Sweat here.
You want to do that at five?
Yep.
Gator Neal, you're a Tampa guy. Who do you want at five? Josh Allen is gone in this example. We're running a little test case. So he's gone. So we have a Tampa Bay fan here. So what do you? Who do you want at five? My man John is giving you Montez Sweat. Do you want Montez Sweat?
Okay. Devin White, interesting.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa, the idea of Devin White as high as five.
I mean, it fills a need with Quan Alexander going.
Yeah. You don't generally see middle linebackers taking that high, but there have been some exceptions. There was an exception a year ago. At eight. Okay, so we're going to give you Sweat?
Sweat.
All right, at six then, the New York Giants are on the clock. And at six, under this scenario, I would take Dwayne Haskins. Giants. The Giants are in a situation where they don't normally find themselves. Dwayne Haskins. The Giants don't generally pick in the top seven or eight. You know, for the people who would say, well, you know, just get another year out of Eli Manning and get your quarterback later, what makes you think you're going to be in this draft position later? And then what will you, if you're not, what will you have to give up to go and get the guy you covet? And aside from that, what makes you think other people who covet that guy won't get him and then you'll have no quarterback at all?
Right.
See, I don't think the Giants can afford that luxury. I think the Giants at six right now have to draft a quarterback, period. Regardless of whether it's Haskins or Murray or even Locke, I think the Giants have to draft a quarterback. I think if they don't, by the way, I should mention, there is a beat writer who covers them for The Fan in New York who says absolutely that the Giants are not, N-O-T, not drafting a quarterback.
Interesting. So that puts us at Jacksonville at seven. And in the purposes of this exercise right now, I think that they got rid of, you know, Malik Jackson just walked. I think they go Ed Oliver, defensive tackle, to replace Malik Jackson.
Ed Oliver at seven.
I think they need offensive help, but there's no one in this draft that I'm taking offensively in the top 10 that's not a quarterback. And they just gave Nick Foles, you know, the key to the city at Jacksonville. So there's nothing else really there that I would deem in the top 10. So I would say Ed Oliver.
And I can see that. I mean, I can see that. Now I am Detroit. Detroit desperately needs edge help. They also desperately need linebacker help. They've needed linebacker help for a million years. The alleged fundamental building philosophy of the Detroit franchise is from the inside out. But that primary need is for an edge guy. I mean, in theory, you know, this is one area that a Cleveland Farrell could fit. they could go with the Michigan guy and Gary, even though anyone who listens to the show knows that he is best suited as a five tech in an odd front. Montez Sweat is already off the board. I am going to make this selection not based on what I would do, but I'm going to make this selection based on what I think they might do. I'm going to give them Gary at 8.
Okay. Which gives me Buffalo at 9. And, you know, kind of what we talked about earlier with the Jets.
And by the way, you know, I'm sorry, I'll go back for a second. Because with Patricia there, and, you know, and he has morphed back and forth as New England does. And so they do play some odd front. Now, of course, they already added Trey Flowers, which fills a five tech role. What they really need is Josh Allen, but he's long gone. I'm gonna stick with Gary here at 8 to Detroit.
So going to Buffalo at 9. I think they could go defensive line with Kyle Williams retiring. I think they could go offensive line to help protect Josh Allen. And with that, I am going. This is tough. This one is a tough one. Because I could also see, I know it's way too early for him, but with their Josh Allen that they need to build around and move forward, I think giving him a playmaking tight end would be a great idea in Hockenson. I just don't know if that's too early in which to take him. I could also see them going secondary to, you know, beef that unit up. Man, this one's tough, especially not having a list, you know, in front of me here. I'm going to give them curveball here. Devin White, linebacker from LSU, to put next to Edmonds, who they took in the first round last year. And they run a 3-4, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So to put those two guys in the middle of your 3-4, and, you know, you go get someone here in the second round or something to put there to replace Kyle Williams, and you got two linebackers that can make plays and attack.
So you went Devin White?
I went Devin White.
Which brings us to the Denver Broncos at 10.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Denver's going to wind up at 10. I think there's a chance that Denver is one of the players with the New York Jets. I think that's a possibility. As a possible trade partner.
Right.
And while Denver has lots of needs, and while they did address it to some degree, I still don't think they have a long-term solution. I'm giving the Denver Broncos Drew Lock.
Okay.
I think Elway has an interest in Lock, and I also think Elway is desperate to fix some of the quarterback blunders he has made in the past.
He still
knows that franchise needs a young quarterback. The problem he's going to have is that Joe Flacco is going to whine and cry about that, just like he did about Lamar Jackson when they drafted him in Baltimore, and you may just be setting yourself up with a new headache. But I don't see, you know, I heard Elway talk about this again the other day about, you know, how he thinks Flacco has a lot of good years. And I don't know what he's looking at or what he's talking about. Flacco hasn't had a good year in since the Super Bowl. I mean, I'm going to say Drew Lock here in that spot.
All right.
That brings us to the Cincinnati Bengals at 11, John. Here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break. We'll give you time to ponder the Cincinnati Bengals at 11. You want to get in, 654-7627. We're live from Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us. We'll be right back.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout play ball. You'll get four tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Springtime is almost here, and there's no better time to tackle that next job. At AutoZone, we have the free services to help you get it done. And with our free AutoZone Rewards program, you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. Getting the job done just got easier. Headlights need replacing? Now's the time. New headlights help boost visibility for safer driving. For all things headlights, head to AutoZone. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Head in the zone, AutoZone.
Make your next corporate party or team-building event one to remember with Local Q. Featuring a wide-ranging menu of mouth-watering, in-house smoked barbecue, signature craft cocktails, 25 rotating drafts, and hundreds of classic games to play. Local Q is the place to break the ice with coworkers, friends, and family. We'll craft you the perfect menu featuring all the Local Q favorites, whether for 50 people or 250. Local Q has the room for you. Reserve your venue today by visiting localq.com.
Join us at the third annual Big Splash Sales event at Clemson Marina, extended through Saturday, March 16th. Start the boating season with the biggest boat sales event of the year, with discounts up to $3,000 off select Veranda luxury pontoons, Monterey sports boats, and express fishing boats powered by Yamaha outboards. Talk with reps from Freedom Boat Club, a new concept in boating enjoyment on Lake Hartwell. Enjoy local vendors, a catfish fry from the grill, and kids entertainment, plus demo rides and giveaways the entire day. The third annual Big Splash Sales Event, Saturday, March 16th, 9 until 5. Your chance to save as much as $3,000 off select Veranda luxury pontoons, Monterey sports boats, and express fishing boats powered by Yamaha outboards. Mother Nature moved us to March 16th, 9 to 5 at Clemson Marina on Lake Hartwell. The third annual Big Splash Sales Event.
This is Jared Burton on behalf of Burton Properties. My family owns and manages over 800 one- and two-bedroom apartments in the Clemson area. With safe and comfortable living, along with a friendly staff, Burton Properties can accommodate your apartment needs. You can visit the website at clemsonapartments.com or call one of our office numbers at either 653-7717 or 654-1130. Once again, that's Burton Properties, your friendly apartment leader in the Clemson area.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Hold on. He seems to be speaking words of some kind.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tim Tula Road Rage live from Twin Peaks. Plenty of time to come on out and see us this afternoon, this evening. Let me tell you about Earth Creation and Optinose. I went up and visited Donald, his whole family. It was an incredible experience. They have an amazing state-of-the-art facility. I toured it. They manufacture everything in the U.S., over 40 years of experience. It's football fields and football fields, size-wise. There's even the lab itself was enormous. It's an amazing place, and they have an amazing product in Optinose. Optinose is clinically proven to increase your stamina, gain lean muscle. You want big muscles fast? This is Optinose. You want to lose fat, look better, feel better immediately? This is Optinose. You can improve your physique. Our bodies naturally use only 10 to 25% of the protein that we consume for muscle building. With Optinose, you're using over 70% of the protein you consume will be used for muscle repair and development rather than just being used as fuel. This is Optinose. Optinose works on a genetic level, so your body is utilizing more carbs and fats for energy, and it stores proteins directly into your muscle tissues. Optinose combines muscle building with increased endurance. This combo means you get back in shape faster. The clinical studies prove it. Optinose will let you work out more frequently with much less soreness. You'll be able to run further, bike further, hit the gym harder, do it again tomorrow without a second thought. You'll increase stamina, build lean muscle, improve your physique. You'll look good. You'll feel good. You'll improve recovery. It's for men and women. It's all natural, proven safe, clinically tested. It's just like $30 a bottle. You take 3 capsules once a day. You take it with your largest protein meal of the day. Go to upstatemuscle.com, upstatemuscle.com. Get yours. You will thank me later. All right, John didn't want the Bengals, so we have engineered a trade. I'll take the Bengals, and John will select next and take the Packers. Obviously, new coaching staff, different philosophy. The previous staff's philosophy was draft defensive backs wherever possible because you need 27 of them to play. I have no idea what the staff's philosophy is since we have nothing to go by.
I don't even know if they know yet.
No, I think that they clearly need linebacker help and have needed linebacker help forever. And I don't think there's much difference between Devin White and Devin Bush. And I would consider that here, but it still seems a little high from a historical standpoint. And they want an edge rusher, and that's conceivable here. And maybe a Cleveland Farrell is a possibility here, and I can see that. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the best player available and the most versatile player available, and the Falcons are going to hate this. But I'm going to give them Christian Wilkins.
Okay. With 12 with the Packers, Aaron Rodgers isn't getting any younger. I think anytime you can, you know, make a move to shore up your offensive line, you do it. I'm giving them the best offensive lineman in this draft. And, of course, his name is slipping me here. His name is Andre Diller, offensive tackle, Washington State.
I like that pick, John.
Thank you.
I like that pick.
I almost went Greedy Williams, but... I went Diller.
You know, the disparity of opinion on Greedy Williams might be the most significant in the draft. There are people who think he's the number one cornerback in the draft and worthy of a top 5-6 pick. There are other people who don't think he's a round one player.
Yeah.
And the reason's obvious. If you watch him on film and you watch him at the combine, he is... He is a really tough evaluation. He has great straight line speed, length, athleticism. But when I watch him in the coverage drills at the combine, I did not like anything I saw. And you see some of that on film. I don't know what you do with Greedy Williams, but so I don't have a problem with that. I'm sorry, Ramona, is it? Who do we lose? Or is he up?
No, I actually cheered up.
Say again? Is
I got
it. Okay, all right. All right, so I'm next. And it's Atlanta, correct? At 14? No, it's Miami. Miami at 13. The team that is desirous of failure. Miami is a tough call. And allegedly, they just addressed their cornerback situation with the addition of Eric Rowe, which is, again, utterly laughable. Yeah, it may be that Miami wants Kyler Murray. We'll find out whether they're willing to make that type of move for him. Miami needs offensive line help. And I can see them going in that direction. Especially if they're looking to fill a right tackle spot. In fact, for the sake of this little exercise, that's what I'll do. I'll give them Juwan Taylor and play him at right tackle to start.
Okay. So that gives me Atlanta at 14.
It does.
I was going to go Christian Wilkins here, but since you took him off of the board, I think you are running out of time in the Matt Ryan era. So I think you need to give him all the help you can.
Now I'm fascinated by whatever it is, this is you're saying or going. I'm fascinated by this.
Jimmy Hawkinson, the tight end.
That's interesting.
Jimmy Hawkinson, the tight end. You put him out there with, you know, Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley and Sanu, and you've got Devontae Freeman out of the backfield. It gives you one more weapon.
Well, let me ask
offense.
You this. From an Atlanta standpoint, if that's what they were going to do,
yeah.
Who do you think better fits what they want to do? Hawkinson or Noah Fant? Because I would think it's Noah Fant.
Maybe so. I just think Hawkinson's a better overall prospect. I think, you know, we talked about his blocking ability.
He's a better overall player, but he's not the receiver or the athlete that Fant is.
I think they need someone who can block as well.
Not that Fant is a total conscientious objector to blocking.
But
this is a team that, as you just said, has been built around Matt Ryan, the passing game. And Fant gives them more of that Tony Gonzalez element.
Right, well, I just think that, I mean, I prefer, in terms of the overall prospect, Hawkinson over Fant. And that's where I would go with that. I'm not saying that Fant's a bad player.
Well, look, I prefer Hawkinson as well, but my personal belief is if Atlanta went tight end, I think they'd go Fant. Because I just think that they're looking for a different type of player than Hawkinson. Hawkinson is for a team that's interested in total balance and running the football, and that's not really Atlanta to me. I mean, I think Atlanta is what you said. You know, they want to support Matt Ryan, but look, both those guys are elite players, and you can make cases for either one of them. So you go in Hawkinson there, and that brings us to the Washington Redskins. The Washington Redskins. You have to think stupid here again.
Daniel Jones? I said that in the hope that Brad Sinkoff's in the car right now riding somewhere.
Well, you know, I think that that's a real possibility.
Yeah.
As much as it pains me to even put Daniel Jones in round one, I'm going to adopt your suggestion there, John. I'm going to give them Daniel Jones.
There we go.
I think that...
that one's for you, Brett.
That's an area that they'll have to look at, given their really sort of dire quarterback situation and the fact that they have no future at the position and the fact that, you know... I hope I'm wrong, but I'm just not sure Alex Smith is ever playing football again.
I would agree with that. Unfortunately, I'd love to see him play again, but...
All right, so that puts you at...
Carolina.
At Carolina.
Give me Cleveland Farrell. 16. Give me Cleveland Farrell to the Panthers at 16. If he's healthy, he comes in and replaces the Julius Peppers spot and gives you a pass rush and the end of a 4-3. Cleveland to Carolina for me.
I like that pick. And that brings me to the New York Giants.
They've already taken Dwayne Haskins in this exercise.
Yeah. From a Giants standpoint, they have needs. They have pass rusher needs. They have big-time pass rusher needs. And so maybe they could look at a guy like a Brian Burns here. But the problem is Brian Burns doesn't fit the Gettleman profile of what he looks for. I'm going to continue their offensive line rebuild and choose versatility here. And I'll go with Jonah Williams to the Giants.
Okay. So at 18, who are we at?
18 is the Minnesota Vikings.
I think that they try to go. I think having Anthony Barr come back is huge for them. I would have gone Devin Bush here. But since Anthony Barr came back, I know he's a different type of linebacker. But I'm going to go protecting your ridiculously huge investment in Kirk Cousins. I'm going Cody Ford, guard from Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick.
I think he can play both sides.
Yep, I think it's a really good pick.
If we time this out right, I can pick for my Steelers here in a minute.
Oh, well, say it again.
I said if we time this out right, I can pick for my Steelers here in a second.
Right. Okay, so I'm at Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tennessee is a team that likes to build from the inside out, from the line of scrimmage out. And they like physical players. They really like physical players. They need to get younger on defense. They could use a pass rusher. I don't think Brian Burns fits who they are either. And he's really the next pass rusher on the board. I'm going to take a chance with Tennessee here because I think this player may actually be the best defensive lineman in the whole draft. I'm going to go Jeffrey Simmons here.
Okay.
Because I think he fits the profile of what Tennessee is looking for. Obviously, they're going to have to be patient with him. But I think Simmons is just a monster. I don't think anybody blocked him all year. He crushed Alabama. So there's that. All right, John. Then we brought you there, John. It's your 20. Pittsburgh Steelers at 20.
I'm either going best corner available or Devin Bush. And with the lack of Ryan Chazier,
you have such luck with cornerbacks.
That's why I'm not going there. I'm going Devin Bush, linebacker from Michigan.
See, I like that. I mean, I think
he replaces the Chazier element that you don't have. In
I think if Devin Bush is there, I think that'd be a really wise pick, a really good place for your Steelers to go. All right, we are live at Twin Peaks. We encourage you to come on out and see us. Let me tell you about My Garage before we close shop for the day. My Garage is a special place. They've served the upstate of South Carolina in the mountains for more than a decade. Their team is over 100 years combined experience in the automotive repair industry. They handle everything with the exception of body work and paint. Other than that, they do it all. They're experts in diagnostic. They're experts in onboard computers. All the things that other people have trouble with, My Garage excels at. My Garage is well known for their work with the exotics, Mercedes, BMW, Land Rover, Infiniti, Lexus. But Lester and Roxanna want you to know they work on any make and model of vehicle. So don't be intimidated. Get to My Garage. You know, Lester designed the building. He put these giant diamond-shaped windows in the lounge so you could sit in the lounge and watch your car being worked on right under your nose. The only people who would do that, honest people who are in favor of transparency. Michelin Alliance dealer, they carry tires from all the leading tire manufacturers, Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, many others. Complimentary brake inspection when you mention my name. With oil changes, you get a 32-point inspection you mention my name. 551 Old Greenville Highway, 864-633-5800. I'm done. I'll see you tomorrow.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
I'm Rich Ackerman. Next round of games are coming up in the conference tournaments. We had some thrillers today and a couple of teams perhaps knocked off the bubble as Indiana falls to the Big Ten to Ohio State 79-75 and Maryland in the top 25, but a tough loss for the Terps today as they fall to Nebraska 69-61. In the ACC, Florida State and Virginia Tech went to overtime before Terrence Mann won it with 1.8 seconds left with a runner that rolled around and in to give the Seminoles a 65-63 win over the Hokies. Virginia rolled in the second half over NC State en route to a 20-point win, 76-56. The defending champs, Villanova, defeated Providence 73-62 in a game that was much closer than the score would indicate. Xavier topped Creighton 63-61. Also today in the Big 12, it was Iowa State over Baylor 83-66, while Kansas State down TCU 70-61, and Auburn a winner over Missouri 81-71. Coming up later this evening, Duke will